You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Pasuk says, Adam ki yagriv korban mikem. So it says, mikem, if you add it up, how many you get? Mikem? No, mem and mem plus half. 100. Yeah, we have 240s and a 20, 100. So now, one of the mitzvot that we have to observe every day is? 100 brachot. You have to say 100 brachot. So now here, Rav says a very beautiful thing. He says, Adam ki yagriv mikem korban. When you answer amen, exactly, it will consider for you as brother sacrifice under mizbeach.
Amen and 100
mikem is 100. Yeah, so you have to say 100 brachot a day. Yeah. So now, so when you answer, you know, amen for the brachot, I will consider for you as your brother. Like, because the Gemara says, "Who that answers amen, he receives a greater reward than the one that says the bracha." So now, to answer amen, what's the connection with bringing sacrifice? What does sacrifice do for us? How? Sorry?
How does the sacrifice purify us?
Yeah. Now, but you really, truly believe in this? What does amen mean? Is it a word? Is it a term? What is it? Ah, it's an abbreviation. It's an abbreviation. Amen is the awareness, that is, Kel, the Zibon Sholam, Melech is the one. What does Melech mean? It's a controller. It's a Shalit. It's a Melech. Ne'eman. Ne'eman.
What is it?
Trustworthy. See, Ked Melech Ne'eman. So the Muslim say, Amen! It's Ked Melech Ne'eman. So when you bring a korban, the same thing happens? Does it?
Yes.
How? How? We doing? No, do something for Hashem? Sacrifice them? It's for Hashem?
You're bringing a korban, you're saying that I believe that Hashem is Melech Ne'eman.
Right.
And I should have issued. Happening to me, yeah. But instead he allows it to happen
to the Quran. And somebody brings a Quran, does he really, really believe that his Abonat has been deleted?
Really?
Yeah? Yes. He really believes in it?
Really, really, yes.
Wow.
The sacrifice is
possible. Sorry? No, we're talking about a kosher sacrifice. A kosher sacrifice, you bring a kosher with right intention, as in the end of Parshat Mishpatim, we see that you cannot use a metal object on the Mizbeach. Why? Why? Why you cannot use a metal object on the Mizbeach?
Because it's
an attack. I know why.
Because it's something that has been used for something that's a...
So what? It makes it faster, easier, nicer, cleaner, smoother.
Good reason, Rabbi, we should start using it.
Yeah, so why? So he said, no. Why?
Well,
Rashi says, Rashi explains to us, because Mizbeach, Matil Shalom, Ben Hashem, and Am Yisrael, right? Mizbeach, right? As he says, that in the Pasuk, what Pasuk is it? We say, in the Mizmor, that Mizbeach is given the term of Yofi, very beautiful term is given to him. Because Mizbeach, by bringing a sacrifice, it creates shalom ben Am Yisrael and Ribono Shel Olam. So now that means when we bring a korban, so that means Ribono Shel Olam brings a peace. So when you answer Amen, right, and you believe that he's Ked Melech Ne'eman. What does Ken Melech Ne'eman means? That is a king, that he is shalit. He is controller. He can do anything. And he's trustworthy. So what does it mean that he's trustworthy? That means you have to believe Like I say, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Kim Echadam Shehakon Yihya Vidvarok, right? How can you say Amen? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know Baruch Atah Hashem Kim Echadam Borei Minim Yisono? Do you know? You know?
When you say Amen,
I know, but when you answer Amen, that means you believe in it. That Hashem, created banana. Can you believe that banana comes out of the piece of wood? Would you imagine right now a banana comes out of here? I know, what's the difference between this and the banana tree? What's the difference? Is it there is a difference? What's the difference?
There's no difference. If Hashem command this wood to banana come out of it, it comes out.
We're used to seeing it all the time.
So he says in Gemara, Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. It's true. You say Amen. Is it true?
Hazik
Baruch. But is it true?
Yes.
It's not true. Where do you see? Where do you see bread tree? Where do you see? Is it a bread tree?
You say Amen to the process of it.
No. He said Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Don't say Hamotzi chita min haaretz. You don't respond to approve that Hashem brings wheat out of the ground. You say, yes, it's true. Hashem gives bread on the tree. Is it true?
On the ground.
Is it true?
Yes.
No, it's not true. Where do you see bread tree?
No, it's not a tree. It's
like,
from the ground.
It's like somebody said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamotzi. It's called.
Amen.
No. Hamotzi. No. Hamotzi. Smushy. Smushy. Hashem make smushy?
Everything is made by Hashem.
I know! But we don't have bread tree. Is a bread tree? No. The Gemara says, Latin lavo v'karov, in your backyard, very soon, you see kloskaot. You see bread tree. Because in time of Moshiach, even the trees that they don't give fruit till now, they're going to give fruit. At the time, Moshe said, "Kerno." So that means when you say "Amen," that means you believe that later on it's going to happen.
But in Shemayim, there is a bread tree. And right now, that you said,
"No, Shemayim is not bread tree."
No.
So no achila, no shetia, nobody take a nap in the middle of the shiur, nothing. No, everybody's right awake. Nobody takes a nap. No, that's it. That's it. It happened to be a very interesting story about somebody, his hard disk crashed. So now, the other information was in there. They could not bring it up. So they called the expert. He said, you know, this thing, to be able to retrieve it, it takes around $1,000 to $3,000. So then after a few days, they called them up and said, you know, this costs $1,600 to retrieve it. So what does that mean?
They give an estimate for $1,000.
Understand. Is the information there or is not there?
Yes, but it has to be retrievable.
Why? Why is it so hard to get it out? Is it there or is it not there? If it's not there, it's not there. But if it's not there, how can you take it out?
Otherwise, they couldn't retrieve it.
Why? Why?
If the information is not there,
I know.
They can't retrieve it.
But how they can retrieve the information that you cannot do it? Huh?
Special tools.
Oh, you need a special tool and special
knowledge.
Yeah. Isn't that something? The information is there, but it's hidden.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not accessible. But you need an expert to take it out. Yeah. Isn't that something? Marabotai, it's such an unbelievable lesson. We have such information inside in our head that you need $1,600 to take it out. Isn't that something?
In your head?
Yeah. We are called Maminim, Bene Maminim. What do you mean? People are shaking. They don't come into the house. They're worried. What happened? Because it crashed. It crashed. You have to retrieve it. That's why how Mayan Ganim says, Adam ki yagrib mikem korban, mikem is amen. What do you mean amen? Amen is like a sacrifice, like a brachot? Yes, why? Because deep down you believe Melech Ne'eman, Melech Ne'eman. But he's hidden there. He's hidden there. That's why you're shaking, you're worrying, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. It's like the hard disk. The information is there, but it's deep down. I cannot get it out. I need somebody to take it out for me. But he's going to charge me. Because I cannot do it. And that's how it is. That you have to realize, yes, I have it. I can be chazak. I can be happy. You're full of emunah. It's there. It's there. It's crushed. It's an unbelievable thing. The information is there, but it's not accessible. You need a special tool to get it out. It's there. It's there. But when you look at it, it's dead. You have to put it in the
garbage.
Yeah? What can you do with it? But he is an unbelievable thing. His expertise is that he can make the, what was that?
Tools.
No, the one that you threw at it.
My garbage.
Yeah, he can make that to something that is usable. He knows how to take it out. And that's what Har Ribono Shel Olam is all about. His expertise to retrieve, to get all this thing out. And this is it. Ked Melech Ne'eman. It's Ne'eman. Whatever he said, whatever he promised, it's going to come through. No doubt, no doubt. 100%. And we're going to see, B'zad Hashem, lots of Yeshuot. B'zad Hashem, Semachot HaKarov. Amen.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.